That was the wildling's way, hard and perilous, but at least no one would follow him. He wouldn't stray within 100 leagues of Winterfell or the King's Road. Samuel Tarly awaited them in the old stables, slumped on the ground against a bale of hay, too anxious to sleep. He rose and brushed himself off.
I'm glad they found you, John.
I'm not, John said, dismounting. Pip hopped off his horse and looked at the lightning sky with disgust.
Give us a hand bedding down the horses, Sam, the small boy said. We have a long day before us, and no sleep to face it on, thanks to Lord Snow.
When day broke, John walked to the kitchens, as he did every dawn. Three-finger Hub said nothing as he gave him the old bear's breakfast. Today it was 3 brown eggs boiled hard, with fried bread and ham steak, and a bowl of wrinkled plums. John carried the food back to the King's Tower. He found Mormont at the window seat, writing. His raven was walking back and forth across his shoulders, muttering, "Corn! Corn! Corn!" The bird shrieked when John entered. "Put the food on the table," the old bear said, glancing up. "I'll have some beer." John opened a shuttered window, took the flagon of beer off the outside ledge, and filled a horn.